us who are aware of the last 100 years of Jewish history, and to my mind, the two main events that occurred in the last 100 years are, number one, the Shoah, the Holocaust, and the other monumental event is the establishment of Medinat Yisrael, of the State of Israel. My Rabbeim contended that there's no question that there is a juxtaposition between these two cataclysmic events. The Shoah was the Midat Adim of Hashem Yisbarach. We cannot possibly explain the Shoah. So many righteous Jews, so many tzaddikim and tzidkonio perished in the course of the Shoah. And it's impossible to explain the Midat Adim of Hashem Yisbarach. On the other hand, what followed upon the heels of the Midat Adim was unbelievable. And the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, a chesed which is also miraculous. I'm talking about the chesed that Klal Yisrael was zoche to return to their homeland, where it was zoche to come back to Eretz Yisrael, which of course is the vision of all Tanakh from Bereishis to the end of Divrei HaYomim. So we have here a combination of Midas Adin followed by a Midas HaRachamim, which is mind-boggling. Anyone who studies Jewish history, this is a phenomenon that I can talk about during different periods of time in Jewish history. But one sees the Midas Adin, immediately followed by the Midas HaRachamim and the Midas HaChesed of Hashem Yisbarach. One of the unfortunate aspects of this juxtaposition, and even I would say the two independent items that I mentioned, the Holocaust and the founding of the State of Israel, there's a good segment of Orthodoxy that ignores both of these events, keilu shum davar lo kara, as if nothing happened. In many circles, and I'm talking about even Orthodox circles, the Holocaust doesn't occupy much space. A lot of time is not spent, not focused on it. There's a mindset that somehow goes back to an idyllic European world, and people, to a certain extent, live in a unreality. The second, of course, item, which of course people have difficulty dealing with, is the establishment of the State of Israel. But as I said, there's no question that these two events, the Holocaust, unfortunately, the Midas Adin of Hashem Yisbarach, and the founding of the state, which was a monumental act of chesed on the part of Hashem Yisbarach to bring Klal Yisrael back to its Shorash, to its roots. You're undoubtedly aware that the great struggle of Orthodoxy in the 19th century, early 20th century, against Zionism or secular Zionism had a massive influence on probably all of Orthodox thought and all of Orthodox behavior. I'm talking about in the late 30s, where German Jewry was about to face the madness of Hitler, the raging inferno of the Holocaust of the Shoah. Germany was already threatening Poland in the late 30s, and the mainstream Orthodox rabbinate in Poland objected to the formation of a Jewish state in Eretz Yisrael on the grounds that it's going to be a secular state. Not only will it be secular, maybe anti-religious. They were correct in that assessment to a certain extent. But since the Holocaust, in their mind, was also unimaginable, they continued in the opposition to Jews leaving Poland to either settle in the United States or settle in Israel. And there is, as you know, a well-known sefer that Moshe Lichtman Shlita was kind enough to translate into English, Eim Abad Mismecha. And then he produced even an abbreviated version. And probably after that, there's going to be another abbreviated version, I imagine. A kitzer of a kitzer. Reminds me of the Shlach Kodesh, also wrote a mind-boggling sefer, Shnei Luchot Abrit. Then there's a kitzer of that, and there's a kitzer of the kitzer. So I expect the kitzer of this kitzer to appear shortly. That's a comment on our present generation. But Going back now to the issue I want to talk about today, which is Yom HaAtzmaut. And obviously I'm presenting it to you from my perspective. And my perspective, to a large extent, is a function, as I spoke on Thursday, of my background. I have only one thing over all of you. It's called age. That's it. You're smarter than I am. You're wiser than I am. You have more sagacity than I have. But with age comes a bit of experience. Ein chacham kebal nisayon. And I told you on Thursday, in the 50s, when I was growing up in the United States, and the Shoah was ignored, and I was close to a Rav who lost his wife and 6 children in the Holocaust, and he was on Yom HaShoah, in a state where I can't even begin to describe, he was in tears the entire day, and that left a massive impact on my life. The Orthodox community at that point in time, probably because of the proximity to the Shoah, ignored the entire Shoah. Only years later, decades later, were there many, many kinot that were put together. Now it's true, my Rebbe, the Rav, Zechem Levracha, was opposed to the concept of Yom HaShoah. Not only he, Rabbi Feinstein, Rabbi Kamenetsky, the Dolei Ador were opposed to it because they felt that Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, that commemorates Jewish tragedy. And the Bris Lav brought a proof from one of the keynote, the Ashkenazi keynote, the Tisha B'Av. There's also a Rashi in Eicha. There are many proofs to this particular position, but certainly one cannot ignore the Shoah. And Al Haskama V'Kama, the Midas HaChesed of Hashem Yisbarach, the founding of the State of Israel, which Levi Ad Yisdaiti was the most monumental act of Hashkocha Pratis this century. And I'm not the two Rabbanim that we have over here, or shall we say, more associated with Baruch Hashem Yeshivat Merkaz Harav. I cannot say I have an association, Lo Zachiti. מה אני יכול לעשות? אבל כן זכיתי לשמוע את רטפי יהודה קוק. זה כן זכיתי. ואתם לא זכיתם. That's only because of age. מה אני יכול לעשות? But don't worry, age is a mum over. So what can you do? Whenever I present the issue of Yom HaAtzmaut, I like to present it in the following way. There are several approaches to Yom HaAtzmaut. One is that Hey Yir is the most decisive factor in my religion. It is the epicenter of Judaism. Anyone who does not celebrate Hey Yir, that's Yom HaAtzmaut, is essentially, how shall we say, he may as well not bother trying to please God. He missed the boat. Ikar Chasem and HaSefer. No amount of Torah, of Chesed, of Asir Nefesh for Klal Yisrael can make up for that omission. Mu'uvat lo yuchal itgon. And of course, you have to have blue pants, white shirt, whether you have a Sudat Mitzvah, don't have a Sudat Mitzvah. But if you do not commit yourself to Yom HaAtzmaut, from this perspective, as I said, this overshadows everything. Clearly, that is not my approach. On the other hand, there's another approach. There are those who basically call it Yom HaAtzmaut. And you don't even say B'chal. Unless you're referring to HaAtzmaut HaYimeshot of the Novi Yecheskel, that Baruch Hashem is coming into life. B'damai Chayim. I assume that's what they're referring to. HaRabanim HaNichbadim. I don't believe that's exactly what they're referring to, from what I understand. Which means that they ignore the day. Wow, is there a day called Hey Yir? Where is it on my calendar? I look at my luach, I don't find it. And why would someone get all excited about it? The State of Israel simply is. There are a lot of miracles. There's also a miracle called kosher parva bacon bits. Noch a nes. This is also a nes, similar to that. There's the position of Satmar Rav Zatzal. I sat in his lap as a taik. That means my father took me to Achnasa Sefer Torah, where he was present. I don't recall seeing him. I was about 6, 7, 8 months old, but my father told me that's what he did. He was a great gaon. his position regarding the state of Israel, I'll capsulize it in a few words. The quicker the state is dismantled, what does dismantle mean? Take it apart, dismembered and dismantled, the quicker the Gula will come. I don't think there's any Gula B'Israel that I know of that agrees with that position. But he was a Gula B'Israel. There was a Ram that I was familiar with, an Israeli Ram in the Anshlichut, when I was a Rosh Hashiva in Toronto. Whenever I would mention the Sad Merov, he would say something that is absolutely inappropriate because of his position. And I told him that undermines your entire perspective. He was a great Gaon. Rav Soloveitchik said he was a great Gaon. He was a Gaon in Chesed and a Gaon in learning. Most people have not seen what he wrote in Chiddush HaTorah. I did. And therefore I saw Gaonut. But in this area, we completely disagree with him. Totally. From beginning to end. And then there's the position that I personally subscribe to. It's not my own personal position. It's that which I heard from my Rabbeim. Kimad all my Rabbeim. And that is that, as I mentioned at the very beginning, the State of Israel is a monumental act of Ashkocha. I have notes in front of me, you can tell, from 1968. The Shia that Rav Soloveitchik gave, that I was present. And I would like to share some of it with you regarding Yom HaTzmaut. First I'll begin with something that he did not cite, but I'm very fond of it. I happen to have learned Shir HaShir a number of times. Generally, when I learn Tanakh, I try to learn it with the Perush of the Ramban. I'm very into the Ramban. I love the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Shir HaShir the following statement: "Ubirishayon malchei ha'umot ubiyezratam, with the permission of the nations of the world, yalchu l'aretz Yisrael." Unbelievable. The Ramban is writing this. When did the Ramban live? I once asked the young man, when did the Ramban live? He told me in the 1940s. I told him, I'll say Tillim on his behalf. Uvirishayom malchei ha'umot, uvirishayom yelchu l'aretz Yisrael, kiditiv. Ramban quotes a series of psukim. V'hi ha'malchut ahi nimshach ve'ino posek l'olam. The government that will be set up, the sovereign government, will remain forever. I'm not going to read the entire Ramban. Al hanikbatzim ha'hem kovetz echad nefutzot Yehuda. V'zeru v'shav Hashem alokecha shvutcha v'richamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher v'itzecha. And the Ramban speaks about kibbutz goliot, coming back to us as well. But another Ramban, that was one of Rav Soloveitchik's favorite Rambans. That's one of my favorite Rambans as well. Ramban Kamenz, also a well-known Ramban, but the Torah describes in the Tochacha, Tochacha was found twice in Chumash, as you know. Number one, one Pasha? Bechukosai. And the other Pasha?
Kisavo.
You'll take a look in Bechukosai, you have the following series of psukim. The Torah describes Eretz Yisrael becoming desolate. And the Torah says, there's a whole series of psukim, that even though non-Jews are going to occupy the land, will they be able to succeed in making the land productive, prosperous? So the Ramban writes, Kol Yimei Hoshama Tishvot, and the Ramban goes on and tells us that the entire period of time when Kol Yisrael will be in non-Jewish hands, it will remain desolate. Anyone who knows the history of Eretz Yisrael knows that Eretz Yisrael was occupied by how many nations? Did anyone tell me? You don't have to be a, have to have a PhD in Jewish history to know that. Who occupied Eretz Yisrael? Number one? The Turks. They're still trying to occupy us. Okay, let's not get into that right now. You know, Erdogan's a good friend of our country. Okay, next. Who else? The Brits. Unquestionably. Who else?
Romans.
Okay. Yeah, many Ottoman Empire, many empires occupied Eretz Yisrael. Did they succeed in colonizing the land? Did they succeed in successfully making it productive and fruitful? The answer is no. Ramban writes Divrei Nevuah. The moment Am Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael, before the founding of the state, already we began to see the efflorescence of this country. And the last several decades since the country was founded, to see the bracha that Hashem Yisbarach has showered us with mind-boggling. And those of you, I imagine most of you, if not all of you, have traveled in Eretz Yisrael a little bit, done a number of Tiyulim, hopefully. And that's a realization of Psukim Chumash. The way the Ramban reads the Psukim, which is the Chura, the Pashab Shah. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and many Nevi'im, I can't go through all the Nevi'im, but you study Tanakh carefully, you will see Yechezkel HaNavi, and this is a Gemara Sanhedrin. If it wasn't a Masechta that we're learning this year, on Tzarechet and Aleph, the Gemara speaks about a Ketz Megula, about Hori Yisrael, about the fructification, the productivity, what's going to happen in Yetz Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, we see it in our own eyes. There's a comment here, you can speak to Rav Alon Shlita, regarding Rav Yehuda Levi. This to me was always very moving when I read this, Rav Yehuda Levi, the Kuzari, people who say every day, V'sechazenu einenu, V'shuv chalitziyah v'rachamim. And how does he describe it? I have to translate it into English. That our tefillot are kitzivtzuf atuki ba'azarzir. How do you translate that? The chattering of the starling and the nightingale. Do we mean what we say? Do we understand what we're saying? We're looking that Hashem Yisbarach should once again restore the Shechina to Eretz Yisrael. The Rav, Gal Soloveitchik, was very fond of a Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah. I heard him describe it a number of times. There's a very fascinating Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, and there he describes why we're celebrating Chanukah. He writes, again, I'll translate it to English, in the Beit Sheni, where the Syrian Greeks, the kings, made Gzerot against Klal Yisrael, tried to annul our religion, and they oppressed us greatly, till Hashem had mercy on us and saved them, and the Chashmonaim overpowered the Syrian Greeks and said, "Call yourself from them." Vehemidu melech min hakohanim. They set up a king. Vechazu malchut liYisrael. Yes, I'm a time shonim till the churban bayit sheni. Why does the Rambam stress that malchus returned to call yourself for a period of 200 years? My Rebbe asked, "Who cares? What was the important issue then? The Chanukah davayit, the rededication of the Beis Hamikdash, which the Rambam only mentions here in the second halacha. Besides, what kind of malchus was it? It was not a real Torah." Halachic Malchus, Ramban in Chumash, as you know, Pashal Bachi, takes them to task. Lo Yosef Shevi Me Yehuda, Umechokim Ben Ragla. They went ahead. What did the Chashmonaim do? They made themselves the king. Ramban as Yushalmi, Ein Meshchim Kani Malachim, and they violated Tzavot HaZokein, Lo Yosef Shevi Me Yehuda, but the Rambam does not agree. The position of the Rambam is to be Meshabech them, to praise them. The Rambam says, we thank Hashem Yisbarach on Chanukah, because the Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael over 200 years. And so, even though the government, the State of Israel, has never really been an ideal kind of government in terms of commitment to halacha, but anyone who's familiar with what's happening here, it's amazing when one looks at what's happening in the State of Israel. The Tzava today, the army, little by little, is being taken over by the Dati world, which to me, I look at it and I am in a state in the throes of joy. Lo yumah, mashakoveh. Yesh, babek knesset shalik, tzinim batzava, who are, trust me, they're more firm than I am, that's for sure. That's not too difficult. But with their tzitzis out, and they're committed to halacha, they took tzinim in my shul, one of them is a boki in Dafyomi, I don't know what to do with him. Anywhere, and any time I say a daf yomi, he appears in the scene just to destroy me. That seems to be his function in life. And he's an unbelievable person, charismatic, beyond belief, and molid godush with Avat Am Yisrael, Avat Hashem Yisbarach, Avat HaTorah. And he represents the new, shall we say, the new chayal, or the new katzin, that Baruch Hashem is having a massive impact on Klal Yisrael here in Eretz Yisrael. My father, Shalom, was very into the concept of Hakarat HaTov. The Chavos HaVavos writes that the tashtit of all midot is Hakarat HaTov, thanking Hashem for His beneficence, for His goodness, for that's what He has showered us with. There's no question that we're obligated Hakarat HaTov to Hashem Yisbarach over the fabric of the state. And as you know, Akar Satov has to be expressed, has to be formulated. Okay, here there's a lot of discussion. My personal practice happens to be, but I already had this practice from the 50s, Arav Schneider. I didn't notice you, sorry. From the 50s, I've been saying Chatzi Al without a bracha on Yom HaTzimut because of this Rav who lost his wife and six children. Not only did he go and cry all day on the Yom HaShoah, but he felt that the founding of the state was a monumental act of chesed. And for that we have to be makir tov to Hashem Yisbarach. So I've been doing it before I met Anshei Merkaz Harav, before I met the Rav Soloveitchik, before I met and many others, and I had European rabbeim who I was zochet to learn with. They were Shanghai. They studied in Shanghai, in the Mir Yeshiva. They had a tremendous, unbelievable Hakaras HaTov for the state of Israel. They were Europeans. They spoke Yiddish. Yiddish. Rav Batwitik. But they understood the value of the state of Israel. Why? Because they went to the Holocaust. They went to Gehenna. And they saw the Chasdei Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whom I was very fond of, I loved him, Abba Nefesh. The brother of my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, I can't say I was a Talmud, Rav Soloveitchik, but I stalked him for many, many years. But he moved to Chicago. He had the audacity to leave New York so I could not really have access to him. Rav Soloveitchik would sing the Hatikva with his Slavus. This in the 60s, I hear him sing the Hatikva. And then he changed to the Nusach. I'm 13 years old. He sang, Li Yois Am Kodesh. So I said to myself, that's not the right Nusach. So I quickly ran to see what the Nusach is. It says, Li Yois Am Chofshi. So I go over to the Rosh Shiva, the Rabban Soloveitchik, I was 13 years old, a silly billy. I go over to him and I asked him, how can he change the Nusach? He looks at me, Rabban, and he says, young man, that's what he told me. Young man, chofshi, chofshi min ha-mitzvis, chash v'shalom. I don't know what he's talking about. The word chofshi, I explained to the Rosh Yeshiva, I explained to him, means autonomous, sovereignty. Name, he told me, no, chofshi min ha-mitzvis. God forbid that a Jew should be chofshi min ha-mitzvis. I'm Kodosh! So then I went to Rabban Lichtenstein, Zatzal, also my Rebbe, not at that point. I said, Rabban Lichtenstein, Rosh Hashiva, change the Nusach. And then he told me something about I'm Kodosh, Chavshim and Hamitzis. So he said, which Rosh Hashiva? He said, Rabban Soloveitchik. I said, I have nothing to say. Meiriv Rebbe, that's what he called him. Meiriv Rebbe, he was also his Shatchen along the way. He's 100% right. So I asked Avraham Lichtenstein, would he change the Nusach? I pursued the matter. He said, I'm not worried to change the Nusach. But Avraham Soloveitchik is worried to change the Nusach. That's what he told me. Hakar HaSatov, Chasdei Hashem. Does anyone know what's happened in Eretz Yisrael since the founding of the state? Are you aware there are a few yeshivas here? How many are there?
Nice amount.
Nice amount. So it's politically correct. Not tens and not hundreds, thousands of yeshivot that flourish here. You know why? Because of the state. I heard Yom Kippur in 1971. I used to go to the Shmuzin of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. You may have heard of him. Sichot Musa. You probably study it. Probably my brother Shlita. He's a Talmud Muvik of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. He is Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz incarnate. Albeit at a small level. A bit more diminutive. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, Erev Yom Kippur, he went to the Kotel, and this is in Yiddish. Yichob Gizem, I saw Chayal Chiloni, a secular soldier. I went over to him. Yichob Lem Gekusht, I kissed him and I hugged him. You know, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, you can imagine, what did he look like? A little bit like you, except you're missing the long coat and the, shall we say, the fedora that came with it. He said, I kissed the chayal and I hugged him. So he said the chayal was shocked. Vaya hamum. in Yiddish. I don't know how to say Hamum in Yiddish. Why was he shocked? Who is this gentleman? Clearly from a different zeitgeist and a different sartorial style than the one that I dress with. Who is he? So Rav Chaim explained to him. He said this both in Yiddish and in Hebrew. He said to this Chayal Chiloni, if not for you, Yeshivat Meir lo yichala lafzik ma'amad po be'eretz Yisrael. Yeshivat Meir won't have a chance of survival in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone knows the Meir Yeshiva? Meir Yeshiva is, I don't know, is it the largest yeshiva in the world? One of the largest yeshivot in the world? Maybe Lakewood is larger? I don't know. But it's certainly a fantastic and massive yeshiva. Rav Chaim Shulevitz was Makir Tov. By the way, the next day, the briskets put him in Cherem. So I remember when I heard that, I got a kick out of it. Rav Chaim Shulevitz could take them, turn them upside down, inside out, in learning. You know, Kala Torah Kula by heart. And the briskets, nice people, very nice people. I liked them a lot. Ashtikol Teh here, Ashtikol Teh there. Outside. And I like the briskets. Rabbi Schneider, don't get me wrong. So I'm time to live. It's at Akar Satov. Akar Satov. I want to share. I didn't get yet to what I was going to speak about the Rav, which is I'm about to start. I don't know how much time we have till 1 o'clock. I have
12 minutes.
Okay, just move your clock back 1 hour. The Rav said something astounding in 1968. Astounding. And I see it in front of me today even more so. You know, Bizman Chazal, there were many zeros that the Romans and Greeks made against Klal Yisrael. Against what? Learning Torah. That's the famous Gemara in Brochus. You probably came to it. The last parak, Pops Ben Yehuda. Correct? Have you come to that yet?
We have not come to
that yet. What have you been learning the whole year? You keep telling me you learn Brochus. And every time I mention Gemara, you don't know what Gemara I'm talking about. Against Talmud Torah. What else against? Shabbos. What else? Rismila. What else? Shkodesh. Isn't that amazing? Why did they choose those items? The Rav asked, why? And what have they chosen today? So the Rav said, I read. I'm reading from notes. This is the language of Rav Soloveitchik. These are the notes, Rabbi Schneider. It's pretty, the paper is pretty, it's getting there. I don't know what to do. You know something? I would do it. No, I photocopied it already. But I want to laminate the original. He writes,
I'll buy it off you.
Priceless.
May Hashem bless you. The Rav writes, historical anti-Semitism was related to, he writes, Shabbos, Bismillah, Shchedesh, Talmud Torah. Today, historical anti-Semitism is anti-Medinat Yisrael, anti-State of Israel, anti-Zionism. And he wrote further, the Rav said further, the establishment of the State of Israel, and especially the conquest of Yerushalayim, contradicted the basic premise of Christian philosophy, the forsaken Jew, the abandoned Jew. Anyone knows Christian philosophy? Have you studied Christian philosophy?
No.
First, study Chumash and Pashi. That might be a better idea. And then maybe Gemara Brachos, and then maybe the rest of Shas, Bab Yisham, and Dalva Shkunach. That would be a better. And then you can get to Christian philosophy. This notion, the Catholic Church, Arayom Hazeh, has difficulty recognizing the State of Israel. Even though the present Pope, El Papa, allegedly is a Shtikl Baal Tshuva, and the previous one was also a Shtikl Baal Tshuva. They cannot utter the words of the State of Israel. They have difficulty. But of course, we don't want a secular Tzitzel. Those who must say in Brachas, this Gemara, you definitely know. What are the components that must be included in Birchas HaMazon? Among the components that must be there that are indispensable, Kol Mi Shalom Omar, number one, Bris, what else? B'teira, Lo Yasu Dei Chavas, B'al Bris Cho Shechasabdi B'sarayinu, B'al Teiros Cho Shalim Maraton. So obviously, we don't want a secular state. And who's going to be responsible that it should be a secular state? The answer is you. You collectively. You individually and you collectively. Whenever I go to Chutz Laaretz, in Tina, in 5 towns, usually they don't invite me again. But I tell all the communities that I speak at, if 250,000 American Jews would make Aliyah, we'd turn the state upside down. Because you know what you guys have? Something that even native Israelis don't have. They won't agree with me. Rabbi Tesla, Rabbi Alon. It's called balance. You know balance? Tolerance. Tolerance for other human beings, all kinds of human beings. Here, you know, we say, you say in Kriyat Shema Lamita, Mimini, Michael, Mismoli. What do I say here? Mimini, Haktana. Mismoli, Haktana. Mimini, terrorism. Mismoli, terrorism. I'm not talking about Islamic terrorism. So you'll introduce balance and moderation. So I hope all of you will come. We know that. If you come, I'll meet you at the airport. We know that. You just have to tell me that you're coming. Whenever I came to Eretz Yisrael, my brother used to come to the airport, Rabbi Aaron David, every single time. My other brother in Chadera, who does not leave Eretz Yisrael, when I would call him, when I lived in Toronto, he would say to me, I get on the phone, I said, Shalom Aleichem, Hillel, Ma Shalomchem. And he would say to me, V'olam yadur adam b'chadera, v'al yadur b'tahantam. He won't come to Chutz Laaretz. Tumas Eretz Amin. What? He didn't come to my chasid. I sent him a ticket, he sent it back. I said, Ishtagata. I speak the normal Hebrew. Ishtagata means, are you gone mad? Then I called him Rashi, Chupim. And you already Chupato, Rulorat Chupati. Why would you not come to your chasana? You're allowed to leave Eretz itself for a chasana. Tagimorah! Tadiposkin! Okay, you don't learn Kedushin, so I can't ask you about that. For what can you leave Eretz Yisrael? For what things? Number one? Panosa. Two? What's the two? Talmud Torah. Trust me, you don't have to leave Eretz Yisrael but Talmud Torah. There's more Talmud Torah in Eretz Yisrael than there is in the entire world. What else? Kibbutz Avayim. Good. Close.
Close enough.
What else?
Hasana.
We just mentioned that. Hasana. Okay, to get married. I believe there are women in Eretz Yisrael as well. Enough, what I can see. There's Talmud Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Trust me, at very high levels. Panasa, Baruch Hashem, Yibanu Shem Giz Panasa. Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. There's nothing comparable to it. And this is coming from a Jew who lived many years in his life in Chutz Laaretz. I was not zoche to be in Eretz Yisrael. As Rav Tesla, Rav Meir, they were zoche to come here way before me. But the moment I learned in yeshiva called Ichri, many, many years ago, I still have another 12 minutes. Or that passed already.
I think that's the clock I'm running for a few minutes. But another 8 minutes?
Wow. Rabbi Schneider, you're very beneficent. You must be a philanthropist. When I studied in Ichri, which was my first encounter with Eretz Yisrael, 1971. I fell in love with Eretz Yisrael. And I dreamt of coming back here. Every Motzei Shabbos, I happen to say, I actually introduced it to my shul. They weren't too happy about it. Does anybody here say, V'yitelecha on Motzei Shabbos? It says in the, you can say it at home. I took a statistical poll, how many people say, V'yitelecha? Minus 0.5% of the people say V'yitelecha at home. In V'yitelecha, I came to the following series of psukim, and I was to start crying every Motzei Shabbos, starting from 1972. When he speaks about it, I don't have to sit in front of me, when he speaks about Eretz Yisrael, I started crying. I got married in 1973, and my wife says, the first day of Sheva Brachos, you didn't tell this to me beforehand, the first day of Sheva Brachos, you told me you plan on moving to Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't you tell this to me beforehand? So I said to her, what are you declaring? I'm Mekachtos? Mishnayis and Kedushin. It's not a Mekachtos. Why? Because I'm out salvation. I heard from him. Agamon Subis. The Gemara says that who is called a native of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara quotes Pesukim Metilim. Who one who's born in Eretz Yisrael? Umishim Mitzapeh L'Rotah. And one has a great desire to see Eretz Yisrael. My wife wasn't too impressive. I loved this. But whatever the case is, from that point on, I used to cry every Motzei Shabbos. How am I going to get back to Eretz Yisrael? When I left Eretz Yisrael, I bought a sefer. It's called the Re'eb Tuv Yerushalayim. I cried the entire trip back to Chutz Aretz. I was in tears for 12 hours. And those tears continued with me every Motzei Shabbos. When I came back to Eretz Yisrael, I found the Gemara Ksubos. I got off the plane. I prostrated myself on the ground and kissed the ground of Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara. Menashe Kip Dako. You know the Gemara. Then Ksubos. Oh, you're letting brachas. Sorry. The Rav saw Eretz Yisrael, or the state of Israel more specifically, as a means to an end. We know we didn't have a state for hundreds and hundreds of years. Kind of read there was no need for a state. In the 60s, I was offered to hear Rabban Soloveitchik many, many times. So I wanted to read, I think Rabbi Tessa is going to speak about it, so I won't, Chassid Shalom, enter your arena. I just saw it on the listed on the bulletin board, otherwise I wouldn't have known. One of the major issues that I hope to discuss is the issue of Eretz Yisrael, the state of Israel, was founded and established by people who are very secular. The Rav and Rabban Soloveitchik used to quote the following pasuk in Melachim Bet. The pasuk says, "Bishnat chamesh shrei shana Amatziyahu Melech Yehuda, in the 15th year of Amatziyahu, Malachi Rabban ben Yoash Melech Yisrael, Vayasara b'nei Hashem. He did not depart from the evil deeds of Rabban ben Nevat, Lo sami kol chatot Rabban ben Nevat asher yachtit Yisrael." And certainly he was, shall we say, not any, probably worse than Ben Gurion. And what does the Nabi say? Who heshivik gvul Yisrael midoruch hamat ad yam arava. He restored the borders of Israel from Hamat to Yam Arava. If I'm not mistaken, in Shrias, I learned it this year, there's Yerushalmi in Shrias, as a machlok on this pasuk, whether everything Yeshua conquered he restored, or the extent of his conquest was greater than that of Yeshua. Now, why is it that this gentleman, Yerubim ben Yoash, was not a greater tzaddik than Ben Gurion? Why did he merit such a great privilege? And the Navi answers it. Ki ra'a Hashem et ani Yisrael mara meod, ve'efes atzur, ve'efes azur, ve'in ozer v'Yisrael. What did Hashem see? He saw our matzav was matzav agur. We were in a very low state. And therefore Hashem is brought decided that this gentleman, Yerubim ben Yoash, we're going to make Klal Yisrael's empire incredibly extensive. So, Rabban Soloveitchik commented, and the Rav said the same, that kind of read the Jewish state was not indispensable for the survival of the Jewish people, let's say in the days of the Shulchan Aruch and the days of the Rambam. We survived, we suffered, we survived. We blossomed intellectually, spiritually without a state. After the Shoah, as I began earlier, after such a Midas Hadin, we cannot survive any longer without a state. And that's a pasuk in Tanakh. As a matter of fact, the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that you know the Haftarah that we don't often read, but from time to time, Yabba Mitzorayim, Hoyu Pesach Hashar. The Rambam says, who are these Mitzorayim? Gechazi Urbanav, Chazal say. The Rambam calls them Apikursim. Apikursim is not a good thing to be. They were heretics, and they brought about a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So even though we have many secular people were involved in the founding of the state. That's really our fault. We should have been here. We're the Orthodox. We should have come. We should literally have drained the swamps the way they did. But Baruch Hashem, we have, shall we say, matured and begun to recognize the unbelievable matana that Hashem's Baruch has given us. A matana requires hakaras hatov. And we have to thank Hashem as Barach. Chaz de Hashem, ki lo samdu, ki lo kol rachamav. Anyone who knows a secular Jew, are you familiar with secular Jews? In Chutz Laaretz or in Eretz Yisrael? If you are, you know that the entire world looks to the state of Israel. If not the state of Israel, there was an article many years ago in Tradition Magazine, a professor out west wrote an article, can the Jewish people survive without the state? And he claimed, yes. And he was excoriated beyond belief, Rabbi Schneider. They just took him apart. I don't believe that B'zmaneinu Anu, we could exist without a state, the Jewish people. As I said, 800 years ago, 500 years ago, a matzav was a different matzav. But today the whole world looks to the state of Israel, certainly all Jews. And as I mentioned, the name of the Rav Soloveitchik, anti-Semitism is directly related to the state. That is it. Would you not agree? They don't like us here. Have you noticed that? Nobody. We are, as Chazal described, kivsa achat ben shivim zevim, a lamb surrounded by 70 wolves. But Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, and Shomer Amo Yisrael ad, Ribbono Shel Olam, guards us and watches over us. There's an unbelievable hashgacha. So let's be makir for this unbelievable matana that Hashem's Baruch has given us. Let's recognize the matana. Let's be thankful. Let us say Shevach Vodah to Hashem's Baruch. That should be, Lefi Ani Yisdaiti, the attitude that one should have towards Medinat Yisrael.